Learning to Write in the Sand. We've adapted this from a story by Malba Tahan, which is actually a pseudonym for Julio Cesar de Melo y Sousa, a Brazilian mathematician who lived from 1895 to 1974. His mathematical stories are collected in a book called The Man Who Counted.
Once, in ancient Persia, there lived two traders, Musa
and Naguib,
who were setting off on a trip to China. They were bringing Persian carpets, brassware, and amber.
And they hoped to travel north out of Persia to places such as Samarkand and Bukhara to take the Silk Road all the way to China. But first, they had to cross the Oxus River, which forms the northern border of Persia.
When they reached the river, it had rained the day before, and the river was swollen with muddy water swirling down, and it was very treacherous. Musa said, "I'm the younger. Let me go across." And he took the rope and started across the river. But partway, he lost his footing on a slippery rock, fell into the water, and dropped the rope.
What do you think Naguib did? Well, he threw off his robes, he dove into the water, he grabbed the rope, he got to his friend rescue, and together they returned to the shore.
And what do you think Musa did? Well, he called his calligraphers to them and said, "I want you to commemorate this event. I want you to carve my words in the cliffs above this river."
The servants worked all that afternoon as the men watched them, and by the end of the day, these words appeared on the cliff wall.
"Wanderer, in this place, Naguib heroically saved the life of his friend Musa."
The next morning, the river had gone down, it was clearer, they could see the rocks, and together they got the rope across, the animals, and the rest of the caravan. And they did indeed travel all the way to China.
And brought back tea and colorful silk and other special products from China, and were worried about crossing the river on their return.
But when they reached the Oxus River, it hadn't rained in weeks, the water was low, they waded across easily.
And sat down beneath the cliff where the words still spoke of Naguib's heroism on their previous trip.
And as they drank tea together, they talked.
Discussed.
Debated.
Argued.
And in a fit of anger, Naguib struck his friend Musa.
And what do you think Musa did then? He picked up a stick and started to write in the sand. He wrote, "Wanderer, in this place, in a trivial argument, Naguib broke the heart of his friend Musa."
And Musa's servants rushed up to him, asking, "Master Musa, why do you write this in the sand? There's room on the cliff wall. We'll get the calligrapher, we'll get
no,
the carver.
No. I want to forget these words as soon as or even before the wind and the water erased them from the sand."
And the storyteller Malba Tahan adds this lesson. If you would have a happy life, learn what words to carve in the stone and what to write in the sand.